Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station. The time now is 7 o'clock on a Friday night. Time for another hour of the great blues that came out over the years with the Friday Night Blues Show. The first blues show for 2025 on a pleasant night out in Marston at the moment. Temperature's about 18 degrees, and most of the afternoon was very pleasant, a bit of a contrast to the mixture of weather we've had over the last week, and it looks like maybe it might be a little bit wet at times over the weekend as well.
I got
opening up the show this week, a song by Mike Henderson and the Blue Bloods, their version of Give Me Back My Week, song written and originally performed by the great Hound Dog Taylor. Bit of a mixture on the show tonight. We'll go to a fairly recent track. This one came out on an album put out by Buddy Guy in 2022. The album is called The Blues Don't Lie, and here's a Slim Harpo song.
I'm a king bee. Girl, I can buzz around your hide. I'm a king bee. Girl, I can buzz around your hide. You're not gonna buzz a little better, baby, if you just let me come inside. I'm a king bee. Girl, I want you to be my queen. Yes, I'm a king bee. Girl, I want you to be my queen. You know we can make honey, girl, that the world have never seen. I'm a king bee, and I can buzz all night long. I'm a king bee, girl, I can buzz all night long. You're not gonna buzz much better, baby, when your man is not at home. That enough? Proud.
see my little red rooster. Somebody please drive him home. Now if you see my little red rooster, somebody please run him home. In the barnyard since my little red rooster been
Willie Dixon there with Little Red Rooster, and that's from an LP called I Am the Blues. And Willie Dixon certainly was the blues, the A&R man for Chess Records and also their secondary label Checker Records in the 50s and 60s. A great A&R man, a great songwriter, and also a pretty accomplished performer as well. Willie Dixon, a man of the blues, a man of the Chicago sound. All right, next up we've got Dana Gillespie, and she's All Loved Up.
A better place. And who's the guy
The British blues singer Dana Gillespie and All Loved Up. When Bill Wyman left the Rolling Stones back, I think, in the late 80s, he formed a band that hung around for a little while called, I think, Willie and the Poor Boys. And he then went on to form a band called Bill Wyman's Rhythm Kings with a whole lot of his mates, and the idea really was for these guys to get together to have a bit of fun and record all sorts of different music, reaching way back to the 30s and 40s from the swing area. It had a bit of a revolving door as far as personnel is concerned, but one of the constants in the band was one of the vocalists, Beverly Skeet. And here's a track from an album called Anyway the Wind Blows, and she takes the vocal on this track, Mojo Boogie, which is a song originally put out in the 1950s by J.B. Lenore. You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show. Time's ticked over to 21 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. And next, we've got a song from an album put out in 1991. The album was called Steppin' Out Texas Style and was put out by the Smokin' Joe Kubik band featuring Benoit King. I think, unfortunately, since that album came out, both those guys have passed away. But here's a track from 1991, their version of Natural Born Lover, an old Jimmy Reed song.
She wants everything, but I'm a natural lover. I'm a real lover. Why don't you tell me, babe, which one of us would you rather? Now all old love, they don't mean a thing if you ain't got a real good man. I'm a natural lover.
Bit of Texas-style blues there, and next up we've got some Chicago-style blues. This is a little Walker from way back in 1954, the song called Last Night.
Last night, I lost the best friend I ever had. I lost the best friend I ever had.
know that's gonna haunt me so. I have blues with a feeling. That's one thing I can't describe. Been my wife. I want you to call me tomorrow, baby, tell me what's going on wrong. I want you to call me tomorrow and tell me what's going on wrong. Why did you leave me? Baby, please come on back home. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't care what the people say.
Your brand new home, babe, 1951. I bought you a brand new home, 1951. All dressed up inside. 1951. That same year, babe, I bought you a brand new car. Same year, babe. Bought you a brand new car. When I found out riding around your little man, some man, baby, some man didn't have a dime. Some man didn't have a dime. You know it hurt me so bad, so bad. I couldn't believe the things I heard. 1951. couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe the things I heard. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe the things I heard. Riding around, babe, another man in my car.
John Lee Hooker from the 1950s as well, the song called I Bought You a Brand New Home. Right, so next up we've got a B.B. King track from an album he put out called Juices Wild. He put this one out, I think, in the 90s, where he duetted with a whole lot of different people. And the song I've picked is the old standard Confessin' the Blues, which he duetted with Marty Stewart. Now, I'm not quite sure, but I think Marty Stewart is actually a country singer.
When my days are long and dreary, the sun refuses.
thanks to modern technology, while that was on, I looked up Wikipedia, and Marty Stewart indeed is a country singer and producer, and also a couple of other interesting facts about Marty Stewart. He's been around for quite a while. I think he was born in the late 50s or something like that. But he was married at one stage to one of Johnny Cash's daughter, and he divorced her at some point, and at a reasonable age back in 1997, he married the country singer Connie Smith.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. You say I've been spending my money on other women, but you've been running with somebody else. I called your mama about 3 or 4 nights ago. I called your mama about 3 or 4 nights ago. Well, your mother said, son, don't call my daughter no more.
Tune to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show. Time is coming up 18 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock, and that track you just heard was Bo Diddley and the song called Before You Accuse Me, a song that he wrote along with a number of his big hits. I'd like Chuck Berry. Bo Diddley was actually a rock and roller in the mid-1950s and recorded a few rock and roll songs for the Chess Brothers on the Chess label. And when rock and roll really started to take off in the late 1950s, the Chess Brothers decided they'd cash in on this new fad. So they promoted Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry to put out rock and roll songs. Two in a row there, starting off with the Canadian guitarist Sue Foldy with her version of Howlin' For My Darlin', an old Howling Wolf song. And, of course, that was followed by Elmore James and Dust My Blues. 10 minutes to 8 o'clock, so good time maybe for a couple more. And we'll have a track from Louisiana Red and a song called A Lightning Bug.
I'm a lightning bug, mama. Watch out, I'm going to light on you. I'm a lightning bug, mama. Watch out, I'm going to light on you. Gonna get real close, baby. That's what I'm fixing and to do. I'm gonna sting you, wait and see. I'm a lightning bug, mama. I wanna shine my light on you. You're gonna feel real fine when my light comes shining through.
Louisiana Red there and Lightning Bug. Joanne Kelly was a prodigious singer and an incredible musician in the UK in the 60s and 70s. Unfortunately, she passed away through illness at a relatively young age, but she's left a legacy of some incredible versions of old blues songs. And the next one, which will be the last one for tonight, is her version of Mississippi John Hurt's song called Make Me a Pallet on the Floor.
Thank you.
Joanne Kelly, you're bringing to a close another edition of the Friday Night Blues Show, which was the first broadcast all over the wonderful Wairarapa on Arrow FM 92.7. I'll just check on some Kiwi music to take us up to 8 o'clock, and then I'll be back at 8 o'clock with the 60s and Nostalgia Show, and we've got a cracker lined up tonight.